This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, April 2nd. It's 5:31. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are ready to get things going here. On this Wednesday, winds died down a little bit, but it's still kind of chilly out there. And they say it's going to be chilly for the next week or so. So we had that like really cool little break where it was like 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, oh, it's back to cold again.
And then next week is like 90s. Did you see that?
No, I saw. I only saw the next couple of days that are going to be pretty chilly.
Oh, no. Then next week it warms up. Be ready.
All right.
It's getting, the heat's coming. This morning has been an interesting morning. James, my husband, he's going to wake up to a text message that I don't think he's going to like to see. I get to my car this morning to drive to the radio station, and my car remote isn't working, like, you know, to lock and unlock.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what the heck? So I do it manually. I unlock it, whatever. I get to the radio station, and I don't have my key card. I'm like, what? My key card's attached to my keys. I realized I accidentally took my husband's keys. And he does not have a spare.
Oh, no.
And I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my God. How am I going to get into the radio station? I'm looking at the time. I'm like, do I have time to drive home real quick and drive back? And I didn't. I was already cutting it close. So I was like, that's why I had to text my husband. Well, first, I'm like calling Mitch Kelly, who does traffic. I'm like, Mitch, I'm so sorry. I left my key card at home. He lets me in. He's great. He's like, hey, don't worry about it. I'm like, what am I going to do about James's keys? So I texted him. I'm like, babe, I'm so sorry. Don't kill me. Are you able to Uber to work and I'll pick you up later?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's not going to be a fun morning. Do you need to get out of here and go drop off the keys?
I think that he'll be fine. I mean, he's totally cool. I think he'll be cool with Ubering and then I'll just pick him up from work because I can't leave. Like if Ramon was here right now, I'd be like, Ramon, hey, run the board for me real quick. Or hey, do you want to drop off my keys to James? But since we're kind of a close-knit show right now, this is what we're running with.
Well, I mean, I do know not as well as you how to run those things. So if you need to get out of here, feel free.
James is gonna have to deal with Uber to work, and then
that sucks.
Yeah, and I think now that our lesson learned, whenever we go to Costco, you see those like those car keys that you can make like duplicates. Every time we go, oh, we should get a duplicate for his car, we never do it. And now we're like, now we need to do it.
It's going to happen now. I have a feeling it's going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, so that's my morning. I don't know, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. It was a busy day yesterday. I had a lot going on, got home, and I just like crashed out on the couch for like a half hour. I have been like in a funk lately, just trying to like, I don't know. I've been like super emotional. Like things are setting, like making me sad for some reason. And so I think I was watching something and some commercial came on and I got all sad watching this commercial. I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on with me? So yesterday I was just like, finally went to bed early. I think it's because Matt's been sick and he's been sleeping in my daughter's bedroom because he has rhinovirus and I guess that's really contagious and he doesn't want to get me sick. So the last like 3 nights he's been sleeping in her bedroom. And then before that, we were both out of town. So I don't sleep well when we are not sleeping in the same bed. I just can't find a way to relax because I just am like, he's not here. And so I think that I'm not getting good quality sleep for like the past week. And that's the problem.
You're missing your counterpart, your comfort.
It just doesn't feel right. And so he said that tonight, if he's feeling better, like he was feeling good last night, he goes, I just want to give it one more night. And I was like, are you sure? Do you like this new sleeping arrangement? I don't want to sleep divorce. And he's like, no. He's like, I just have still some drainage and I'm coughing a lot and I don't want to keep you up at night, which is really, really sweet. But at the same time, I'm like, get better already, you know?
And you guys haven't really seen each other around the house. Like he's been keeping his distance and is it like just loneliness in a sense?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think I feel really lonely. I feel like a little distant from him. I haven't seen him for a while. And then, when I get home, he's kind of staying away from me. And again, at the end of the day, he's doing something so nice because I don't want to get sick. But at the same time, I'm like, oh my gosh, when's this stuff going to kick in? When are your meds going to start working here?
If it helps, yesterday I was such in a funk too. I was feeling so sad out of nowhere. I was like, oh my God, why am I getting sad?
Oh, so
I didn't know what it was. So I tried to get myself out of a funk. I went into the gym, went on the Stairmaster, listened to Beyonce, and that helped me.
That always kind of gets you going. Yeah. I did a workout last night in my garage because it was freezing. You know, I actually like doing it when it's kind of cold outside because when you start sweating, the coolness feels really, really good. And so, that actually got me kind of going for a little while. But it's just been a weird, weird week so far. And it's only Wednesday, which is like such a trip. But we've got so much happening on the show this morning. And you guys have been calling for these Lady Gaga tickets. She's coming to town. She actually just added a third night to her Mayhem Ball here in Las Vegas. We've got tickets for one of those shows for you coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute and an early edition of Heads Up. Just after 6 o'clock, we are going to get you tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill. It's Mix 94.1 night, and we are going to hook you up with tickets. But right now, let's start the show with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear What Is Love by Hathaway?
What is love?
Want to hear Where My Girls At by 702? Or do you want to hear Tonight Tonight by Hot Shell Ray?
We're going at it tonight, tonight. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight. And we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Do you ever get to the end of the day and realize that you've just been out here looking ridiculous? That was me yesterday. I was so annoyed. I went the entire day, including here, doing the TV show, all of it.
No.
Wearing just one earring.
Really?
Full on pirate mode I was in yesterday, and not a single person said a word. Either no one noticed, which is a good possibility because I have longer hair, or everyone had a meeting beforehand and decided, let's just let her have this. We're going to let her go through this whole day. But it got me thinking, have you ever gone all day without realizing something was like completely off about you? And then you get home and you're like, why didn't anyone say anything to me?
That is too funny. I'm just trying to think back to yesterday. I did not notice that you only had one earring.
And it was a loop, a hoop too. Oh. So it was like, I look like a pirate all day.
And not only that, but like, did you find the earring or how did you know?
It was on my dresser. Like I was getting dressed in the morning. I put one in and then I just forgot to put the other one on. And then I didn't lose it or anything.
How was that moment when you found out when you only had one earring?
So I was in my car and I was about to like do a TikTok video and I look at my reflection in it and I'm like, wait. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I only have one earring.
And are you like searching your car for it? Or like, where is it?
At first I panicked. I was like, did it fall out? But then I kept thinking and I was like, maybe I just forgot to put it in. So as soon as I got home, I went up into my closet and looked, and there's the other one just sitting right there waiting for me.
Too funny. I remember a couple years ago, this was after the show, and I remember we had a post-show meeting, and we were in the office, and you went to like stretch or something, and I saw underneath your hoodie, and you still had the tag on.
I did. Did you? You didn't say anything?
I did. I had to.
Oh, gosh.
But you were like, if someone was like mid-sentence and you were stretching and I saw you and I'm like, hey, Mercedes. And you're like, yes. And I'm like, I really like your hoodie. I think it was like a BTS hoodie, I want to say, or I forget. And you're like, thanks. I'm like, where'd you get it? Because when you stretched, I noticed that you got something under there. You looked, you're like, oh my God, I still have my tag on.
But that is a true friend. You told me. I mean, you didn't let me walk around all day looking ridiculous. Like I was trying to, you know, be one of those like cool kids who leaves the tags on stuff. Like, I know that was totally by accident. Have you ever done that? 702-364-9400. We just got a text here from Sheila. She says, I went all day, at least I think it was all day, with my skirt tucked into the back of my tights. No one said a word. I only realized it when I went to the bathroom. I must have done it the first time I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That is totally against girl code. Totally against. You do not let another woman walk around with her skirt tucked into the back of her tights.
Never, ever. And so what? We're going to give you a pirate name now?
Arr.
Sea Serpent Mercedes.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
I like that one.
I am so annoyed. I just didn't put any earrings on this morning. I was like, forget it. I'm not getting caught in this trap again. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It's 6:04. It is Wednesday, April 2nd. You made it halfway through the week. So good to have you here. We've got a lot going on this morning. There is something that has been making me so happy lately. You know how when some people sleep, they need like a white noise machine. Some people have like rain sounds and others swear by like a fan. And then there are like the true professionals who fall asleep to like crime documentaries. That's like sweet dreams. That's
how we do that.
For me, the white noise of my home is not a sound machine. It's baseball season.
Oh,
the second the season starts, there is always a game on in my house. Always. Like, I don't even have to check. I just know a baseball game is playing somewhere. For us, usually, it's Yankees first because the East Coast games start earlier. Dodgers later. West Coast games keep the night shift going. And then Matt's like the whole mastermind behind the schedule because, honestly, I've just accepted that baseball is the official soundtrack of our home. You walk in, yes, you hear a crack of a bat, you know you're in the right place.
Oh, that's awesome. And I could totally see it just knowing you guys are big Yankees fans and you've been grown up a Yankees fan, right?
Yeah, I love hearing baseball. And since last week was opening day and ever since, I've just had this sense of ease in my house. Does anyone else have like a soundtrack to their home? There's a sound that you can always hear, whether it's on the TV or it's something that is always making a noise, or it's a person. What is the soundtrack to your home?
Our soundtrack right now on TV, it's nonstop basketball, college basketball, tons of it. And then once that's not on, it's just going back to the Lakers games or just any NBA games. And honestly, I like not having the TV on.
You like the silence?
I love the silence. I think I need it just to, because I get so overstimulated, I just need it to relax. And then I'll just have like a random show on. It's probably like The Office or Friends or something like that if it's not sports. But man, I'm honestly getting sick of our white noise. I'm tired of hearing the sneakers on the court. I am.
Yes, I get that.
Oh my gosh.
I think like for me, it's when people are there, it's got to be baseball. But when they leave and I'm all by myself, I play music like on the speaker on our like Alexa speaker throughout the house. I'll play my own music that, you know, maybe not everyone else wants to listen to, but I'm so happy baseball is back. Yes. It just makes me so, so happy.
I love it.
It is going to be a fun show this morning. Thank you guys so much for being here. We've got your tickets to see Lady Gaga coming up at 7:30. Before that, at 7, another round of Beat Mercedes, $175 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. In just a few minutes, we're going to be playing Heads Up for some Vegas thrill passes. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. Is Kelly Clarkson ready to swap her talk show for a spot next to Jenna Bush Hager? The latest on her potential Today takeover, that's coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Kelly Clarkson is trending this morning. She might be making a major career shift because apparently even America's Sweetheart gets burnt out. According to the Daily Mail, NBC has offered her Hoda Kotb's old seat on Today with Hoda and Jenna. But there's a problem here, okay? So an insider says Kelly, she's really overwhelmed right now by hosting the Kelly Clarkson show, and she's actually contemplating this offer. Translation, she's tired, and which is very relatable.
Yeah.
The Grammy winner, she has been running her own show since 2019, but she recently missed a couple of episodes. Remember we talked
yes.
about that? Yeah. Well, the alleged reason was work-life balance struggles. Again, very relatable. Now, NBC doesn't want to lose her. The network is reportedly scrambling to keep her on board, and if that means moving her to a different time slot, I guess they're totally open to it. One source claims that Kelly was inspired by Hoda's decision to step away and spend more time with her kids. They say that Kelly wants to do the same thing. She feels like she's missing too much of their lives, which is fair. So will she actually take the job? Nobody knows yet. It's still up in the air. A different insider says the network is a ways away from naming a full-time replacement. But in the meantime, Jenna Bush Hager has been hosting with just a rotating lineup of celebrities. Olivia Munn was one of the latest guest co-hosts. Scarlett Johansson was on, and I guess everyone loved her. She did a great job. I mean, I kind of feel like she's too big for that.
A little bit.
I mean, if she wanted to do it, who knows? So unless Kelly decides she's ready for Today, the search will continue on that.
Can you see Kelly and Jenna together co-hosting? I haven't seen them together before.
I don't know if they've done it before yet, but I feel like Kelly Clarkson is one of those people that could basically co-host with anyone. Mm. Like she seems so easy to talk to. The thing I love about her and her interviews especially is that she's not just like waiting to ask the next question. She's actually listening to their answers and absorbing them and responding to them. She's a great interviewer, and I really respect her style, because a lot of interviewers, like, they have their list of questions and they want like ask and they don't really listen to
yes.
the answer.
I like that.
Kelly
too.
Listens, and like then they'll go off on a tangent on that. So I think she would be great with Jenna. I don't know how Jenna would do with her. I don't really watch that show, but I kind of like her having her own thing right now. I don't know.
I really loved her recently when she went makeup free in that podcast with Kylie Kelsey, and she went viral. She's like, you know, no makeup, just raw mom, just how she is and who she is. And I love her enthusiasm in that podcast. So I can see her just being placed with anybody.
I think she would be one of those people that's super easy to work with, but we'll definitely keep you posted. And that is What's Trending. Okay, it is time to win with an early edition of Heads Up. 702-364-9400 is our number if you want to play. We are giving away 4 tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill. Our pro women's volleyball team, if you haven't been to a game yet, they're so much fun. They're going to be taking on the Columbus Fury on Sunday, April 13th. It will be Ninth Island night, so a big celebration. It's going to be so much fun. Clap fans for the first 500 fans, all happening at Lee's Family Forum, and you're going to be joining us too. When you win, Heads Up, caller 20 right now gets to play. You'll have 60 seconds to get 6 answers in the category of your choosing, and if you do it, these tickets are yours. Who wants to play Heads Up? It is time. Caller 20 is in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Dominic, you are caller 20.
Yeah,
you ready to play some
Let's
Heads Up?
Go!
Yes,
absolutely.
I love it. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you to check out the Vegas Thrill. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Mai Tai, Multiply, or Earth's Axis?
Let's go with Multiply.
Multiply. World Math Day was last week. So these are all things that are associated with math. How are your math skills, Dominic?
Honestly, not that good, but I did not like the other category.
We're gonna be great on this. All we need to do is get six. We just have to connect on that level, and I think we got this.
You guys do got this. Yes. All right. Heads up, in 60 seconds, it starts now.
If you're bad at math, you might use one of these instead to do the math for you.
Calculator.
Yes. This is, it doesn't involve letters. It involves these.
Numbers.
Yes. Sometimes a square, a circle, a triangle. These are all different. Yes. This is, it looks like a division sign, but it's not. If you want to find the what of something, like.
Square root?
Yes. Wow. Oh my gosh. This is what you, when you go to your math class, your teacher assigns you one of these to take so you
homework?
Can. No, they like give you one of these so you can take home and do the assignments and open it and it's your what?
Binder, notebook.
Okay. Not multiply, not multiplication, but the other one.
Division.
Yes. This is, I'm going to pass that one. I'm going to pass that one. This is not subtraction, but.
Addition.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I knew we had it in this. Dominic, I was like, how am I going to describe parentheses? How am I going to describe physics? I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm glad we got it. We skipped on the textbook. It was textbook.
Oh.
But it didn't matter because you just got those tickets. Four of them, Dominic. Super excited to see you at the game as the Vegas Thrill take on the Columbus Fury at Lee's Family Forum on April 13th. It's Mix 94.1 night. It's also Ninth Island night. We are going to have a great time. And if you want to join us, you can get your tickets. VegasThrill.com. We'll also be giving more of these away tomorrow morning. Coming up next, there's a new movie that's coming out that has everyone talking. This is set up to be probably one of the biggest, or four of the biggest, rather, movies next year. We'll explain coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Do you remember when Barbenheimer was happening, when we had Barbie and Oppenheimer in the theaters at the same time, and everyone was planning double features and they were coming up with their outfits and all of that? Well, get ready, because we might have something that makes Barbenheimer look like just another Tuesday at the movies, because at CinemaCon, which is happening right now in town, they announced that not one, not two, but four Beatles biopics are coming at the same time.
How are they going to do that?
It's crazy. So Sam Mendes is directing, and he's calling it the first bingeable moment in cinema, which is bold, because I personally thought that was watching Titanic twice in a row as a teenager. Like, that was like the longest. But he confirmed the cast, and it's stacked. Joseph Quinn is going to be George Harrison. Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and then Harris Dickinson as John Lennon. So the way they're going to do this, the movies are going to be released. We don't know. But there's four of them, and it's from the perspective of that Beatle, which is so smart. He hasn't said how they're going to do it, but we do know it's set for April of 2028, which gives us a lot of time to emotionally prepare and brush up on our Beatles history.
This is going to be very interesting. And seeing the cast, I mean, honestly, the physical resemblance isn't too bad. I thought, I was like, okay. They're not obviously all from Liverpool, but I feel like their acting will go overboard like that. They'll do their homework. They'll do everything that they need to do. But at the same time, I'm like, biopics, huh? is there any biopics that I'd be, that I loved or hated? I'm just interested to see the four different movies that are coming out in 2028 for the Beatles.
I think that it's going to be really a cool way to watch it from their different perspectives, because it was a complete different experience for each and every one of them. And they all have different stories to tell. I do love the acting choices. I do see the resemblance. I don't think you have to be from a place in order to, that's why they're actors, you know, they're going to be just fine. But is there a biopic that you saw that you thought like, wow, they did a really good job on this one?
I loved, I don't know if you've seen it, and I know you loved Whitney Houston, but Whitney Houston's biopic.
I never saw it. Oh, no. Please. Was it good?
Incredible acting. The woman that plays Whitney Houston did so well. The singing, everything. And she's a British. So when I was hearing her talk in her interviews, I'm like, oh my God. And that just kind of proves that you don't have to be from a place or that same thing that that actor or singer is from to portray that individual. And if you get a chance, Mercedes, please watch the Whitney Houston biopic.
I'll have to check that one out. The one that stands out to me is, did you see the biopic about Freddie Mercury, the Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
That was, Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury was insane. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was really Freddie Mercury. Is there a biopic that just blew you away? I think this Beatles one is going to take things to a whole new level when it finally comes out. 702-364-9400. Hey, Ernie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, Mercedes. Hey, listen, the Beatles are just the cream of the crop. I saw that picture for all the actors, and I'm like, what are these, the Beatles from Timu?
Timu Beatles. They're the Sheen ones.
You lost me at the with the first picture. I mean, Joseph Quinn doesn't even have half the eyebrows George Harrison did. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is why they have makeup departments, Ernie. They can make anyone turn into anyone. No, I get what you're saying. Do you have any ideas on who else should or could play the Beatles?
No, but I thought it was an April Fool's joke because I saw the picture yesterday. I'm like, really?
I had heard some names like Andrew Garfield would have been good. Joe Alwyn for John Lennon. Who else did I hear for? I was on this whole like reading the comments on one of the posts. Timothy Chalamet for George Harrison, a lot of people were saying, and I could totally see that one big time. Jeremy Allen White, a lot of people were talking about for Paul McCartney, and I did not see that one at all, but I thought that was really interesting. We're getting some texts here. The Michael Jackson biopic will blow people away because if you've ever seen pictures, they're amazing. I never saw that one. This one is from Brandon. It says another really good biopic is Back to Black, the story about Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yes.
He says, as a recovering alcoholic, it really hits home. And the actress is incredible. I have to watch that one. Did you ever watch the New Edition one?
No.
It was so good.
How was the actor that played Bobby Brown?
Oh, he was actually really good. I don't know. I was singing along to all the songs. It was so great. But yeah, it's coming. We've got to wait a little while. 2028, but four Beatles movies all at once should be pretty cool. Coming up in just a few minutes, we have the Hot 3. Is TikTok going away again? Mm. A ban is looming. We're going to talk about that also. If you need to buy a last-minute airline ticket, what is the best airline to go with where you will get the cheapest price? And yesterday was April Fool's Day. Was anyone pranked? Did anyone fall for any of the pranks out there? There are some brands that did some really good ones, and we'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Once again, TikTok is days away from going dark in the U.S. The president's preparing to host a meeting about TikTok as the deadline for the ban draws near. TikTok's Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, they have until Friday to sell the app to a non-Chinese buyer or be banned in the U.S., and Trump has previously said he could extend the deadline for the ban if he wanted to. He's going to meet with advisors today to discuss a possible offer for the app, Potential investors include Blackstone and Oracle, as well as a long list of other investors that will likely involve blue chip private equity firms, venture capital firms, major investors in tech industries. So it's like, I feel like there's going to be several owners if this does end up happening.
I'm just like, here we go again.
I honestly don't have the energy to care if this go round.
Yes.
I put it all into that first go round
in January.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care.
Me too.
Get rid of it. It's fine.
I've actually slowly like disconnected myself emotionally from TikTok because of this whole situation. I mean, the ups and downs in 48 hours. I was done. Then I hear this. I'm like, I'm done with it.
I just don't believe any of this stuff, honestly. I feel like this is all a scam to get people riled up.
Or like a media play.
Yeah, I feel like they're all pulling the strings like, ooh, let's get them upset. And then they're going to do this. And then, oh, we'll bring it back. And then we'll be great. And this and that. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just do whatever you
want. It's like, next. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Exactly. Also this morning, when it comes to flights, we all have heard that booking early is the best way to save. But it turns out that actually could be a costly mistake. With some airlines, delaying that ticket purchase can actually get you a better deal, while with others, the price will keep climbing the closer you get to departure. So this new study revealed which airlines have the least expensive last-minute tickets, and they compared a bunch of flights across 10 of the busiest U.S. routes, and they checked the fares daily for 2 weeks, and they compared last-minute ticket prices to find out where waiting actually pays off. And all the last-minute fares in the study are for tickets booked exactly 1 week before departure compared to averages from previous airline cost studies. What they found was Spirit Airlines was number one. They have the cheapest last-minute one-way tickets, but Alaska Airlines has the biggest discounts on them.
Okay.
So 22.6% less than the average booking price. So the airlines with the least expensive last-minute one-way tickets are Spirit, Frontier, Hawaiian Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and Alaska Airlines. Now, the airlines where you definitely want to buy early because their prices just keep going up after that, number one is JetBlue. Their average last-minute one-way ticket cost is over $300. American Airlines was number two, United number three, and Delta number four.
I mean, honestly, I only fly Southwest. I've maybe flown Alaska once. The one airline that just made me so upset was Philippine Airlines. Don't get me started. We call it PAL. PAL is the worst.
What happened?
We got, when we went to the Philippines 2 years ago, there was a delay in LAX. Actually, it wasn't a delay. Our flight got canceled in LAX, and we had to figure out how to get from LA to San Francisco. Then San Francisco, we flew out from San Francisco to Manila, and it was a mess. Ugh. We were on the phone with Philippine Airlines forever. We're like, you need to get us something. We finally, after a year, we finally were able to get two free round trips. But
you're like, oh, I hope this one doesn't get canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Finally, this morning, yesterday was April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any pranks? As always, a bunch of brands got in on it this year. And some of the best brand pulled April Fool's Day stunts were pretty good. Hidden Valley Ranch, the brand Olipop announced four fake varieties of a new Hidden Valley Ranch flavored soda. They said they were coming out with Classic Ranch, Garlic Ranch, Hot Honey Ranch, and Jalapeno Ranch. And a few diehard ranch lovers were actually very sad to hear that it was actually a prank. Yahoo, they came out with a touch grass keyboard. They posted a video of a keyboard that has grass growing out of each key, and they said that it immediately sold out. What else here? There was a brand called Jurnelle, which is a lingerie brand. They came out with mood matching lingerie. So they were like essentially bra and panties that changed colors like a mood ring. So whatever your mood was, they said that it would change. I totally got yesterday by a brand. And I don't know if anyone else had this happen to them. Did you see the post from Red Rock yesterday?
Yes.
I totally fell for that.
Tell us what happened.
I totally fell for that. So they said that they were building this rock wall in the middle of the hotel. Like right where, you know, when you go in on the, like where you check in and they have that beautiful like lounge area and someone playing the piano there and the chandelier. They said they were building a rock wall there. And I saw that. I'm like,
there. What? Why would they do that? That's going to be so awkward when people are sitting there having cocktails. I'm like, oh my gosh. So last night I go home. I tell my husband, I'm like, did you hear Red Rocks by building a rock wall where that chandelier is? He's like, what? And I showed him the post. I'm like, look at this. This is ridiculous. And he looked, he goes, it's April Fool's. I was like, oh.
You got Mercedes.
I totally got.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, Tanya, let's go. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you guys?
We are great. We are ready to play Beat Mercedes. A $175 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers this morning. How are you with music? You're pretty good? You feeling good and confident?
I think I'm pretty good, actually. I don't know if I'm as good as Mercedes, but we'll
I think you, hey, any given day, you can do this. So I'm going to leave the studio right now, Tanya, wishing you the best of luck. You got this, girl. I wouldn't be sad if you beat me. So let's do this, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Let's beat her, Tanya. Mercedes is leaving the studio. The game works is you're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it, and we stop the clock, and you give us 5 seconds, at least within the time you say got it, to say something. No hemming and hawing, okay, Tanya?
Okay.
The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Beyonce. Got it.
Go ahead.
Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Crap.
Say my name.
No, it's not say my name. Oh, crap. We don't have it. No.
You don't have it. Three.
Come on.
Two. One. Nothing. Oh! No. Oh my gosh. I got to bring Mercedes in. Okay, Tanya?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Mercedes. Tanya, you're dropping off your daughter Emerald at school. What school does she go to?
Simmons Elementary.
Simmons Elementary. Shout out. All right, Mercedes is back. Let's get our stuff together.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Ready to go?
Yes, we are ready to go. I heard some, like, yelling.
You did?
Yeah, you were really loud. I could hear you out the door. So I don't know if it was positive yelling or negative yelling, but I just wanted to be forthcoming that I did hear some noise from your studio.
Okay, let's do this. The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Jeez.
Survivor, Destiny's Child. I'm a survivor.
You are correct, and you stopped the clock at 1.6 seconds.
Okay.
Tanya.
But?
She stopped the clock at 5 seconds, and she thought it was Beyonce, Say My Name.
Oh, no. Well, at least that makes me feel better that she got it wrong. Tanya, I'm sorry you got it wrong, but if she would have got it right and I still would have beat her, I would have felt a little guilty, but not too guilty because, you know, now it goes up to $200 and we're okay with that. A $200 diamond pendant up for grabs tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock with Beat Mercedes. We got another win under the belt. How will it be tomorrow? Right now, though, let's play the song Destiny's Child Survivor. It's on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Oops, wrong one. I hit the wrong bed.
I think you mean this one.
Which one? There we go. It is time for Say What with Steph.
Can I get a say what?
Say what?
Can I get another Mercedes and Ramon? Can I get a say what?
Say what? All right, this is where Steph, she goes to local elementary schools. And she asks kids questions, and you know, kids say the darndest things, so we never know what we're going to get with some of the kids that you talk to, Steph. Now, who did you go visit this week?
I went to Mrs. McDonald's fourth grade class at Rose Warren Elementary School.
Okay, and it was just like a little visit. Was this where you ate the bugs?
This is where I ate the bugs.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, she fed me bugs. She's like, hey, we eat all these crazy stuff in our class, so I ate bugs in Mrs. McDonald's class, and this is what I did in her class as well. Not only did I eat bugs, but I interviewed 5 fourth graders, and I asked them various questions, like, what do they want to be when they grow up? And based off of, just a little bit of information about the kid, I want to see if Mercedes and Ramon can guess what their answers will be.
All right, let's start with student number one.
All right, here it goes here.
I'm Juan, and I'm 11 years old.
Juan, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an engineer.
What's something you wish grown-ups understood about kids? Oh, well, Juan comes across as very intelligent immediately, right off the bat. He wants to be an engineer, speaks with authority. Something that Juan wants adults to know about kids is that they're smart, too.
Ooh,
that's my answer.
I like
they're
that.
They're also smart just because they're kids. Yeah, don't you think?
Okay, no. Let's see what Juan answered.
That we don't like vegetables like carrots and broccoli.
Well, we already knew that. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't take some rocket science to figure that one out.
Although he wants to be an engineer.
Well, good for you, Juan. You're going to have to eat some of those vegetables to keep that brain going. So just saying.
All right, Ramon, here's kid number two.
My name is Silas and I am 9 years old.
Silas, what do you want to be when you grow up?
An astronaut.
Oh, wow.
What is the best thing about being in fourth grade? Your son's in fourth grade, right?
Second grade.
Okay, yes. So maybe you might a little bit of information on this.
P.E.
That was the best part of fourth grade. It's like a lunch in P.E.
All right, this is what Silas had to say.
My teacher and math.
Oh, he's lying.
And what's your favorite thing about math?
Multiplication.
Wow. Math. Silas coming in clutch. He likes the education he's getting. He likes the math.
And he
part
wants
of
to
it.
Be an astronaut.
That's so why he needs that math.
All right, Mercedes, here's kid number three.
I'm Logan and I'm 10 years old.
Logan, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Police.
If you can have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I think just going based off his police answer, it would be the ability to find all the bad guys.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be his superpower. To be able to track down all the bad guys.
It's just being a detective.
Well, it's a superhero. What do you think that the freaking Marvel people do? They find the bad guys.
Let's see what Logan has to say.
Teleportation, because I can get to places faster.
So he can get the bad guys.
Yes. See?
So I was right.
Yes, you were right. I'm going to give that one to you, Mercedes. All right, Ramon, here is kid number four.
I am Kenya, and I am 9 years old.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be a teacher, because it reminds me of all my favorite teachers.
What's something adults do that you think is weird?
Oh. Eat healthy.
That's so weird.
Eat healthy. That's going to be your answer. Okay, this is what Kenya had to say.
I think when adults laugh super, super loud, I'm like, I just need peace and quiet, and I think it's weird.
I just need peace and quiet.
Kenya's my spirit animal. Oh my gosh, I'm so with you on that. Like, why do you have to laugh so loud? Stop.
Yeah, please. Here's kid number five. This is the last kid.
Okay.
My name is Melinda, and I'm 10.
Melinda, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor.
Melinda, what age do you think is old?
Oh, great.
What age do you think is old, Mercedes?
I'm going to say Melinda said...
Careful now.
I think she said 30.
30?
Yeah, I think she said anything over 30 is old. What do you think, Ramon?
I was going to say 32.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
What age do you think is old?
40.
Oh, thanks, Melinda.
Yes. Melinda! She's coming in clutch. All the 30-year-olds are like, thank goodness.
And they wanted to do a special message, too. Here's what they wanted to say.
Can I get a say what?
Say what?
Can I get another say what?
Say what?
They wanted it on the fun.
Oh, I love it. That was so cute. Say what with Steph. Thank you, guys.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is David. David, congratulations. You're caller 20.
Awesome.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We are great. Thank you for listening. Are you taking on the Mega Minute solo today? Do you have anyone with you to help you out?
Yes, I have my daughter, Catalina.
Oh, Catalina. Nice. Shout out, Catalina. Okay, if either of you know the answers to any of these questions, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we'll accept it, and you will be one step closer to winning tickets to see Lady Gaga. You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, David and Catalina, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What kind of food was Humpty Dumpty from the nursery rhyme?
Egg?
Yes. Which ocean is off the coast of Maine?
The Pacific?
No. The
Atlantic?
Yes. The song Shallow by Lady Gaga is from what movie?
A pass.
Muhammad Ali is famous for competing in what sport?
Boxing.
Yes. Snap, Crackle, and Pop are the mascots of what cereal?
Rice Krispies.
Yes. In The Simpsons, what instrument does Lisa play?
The violin.
No. Who is credited as the person who invented the light bulb?
Edison.
Yes. How many players are there on each side in a polo match?
12.
No. Which festival happens over 10s in April in Indio, California?
A pass.
What is the most southernmost continent on Earth?
Alaska.
No. The song Shallow by Lady Gaga. You know what? I feel like you were on the verge of getting that one. I heard A Star Is, David. Yeah, it was A Star Is Born. That's the song from the that Shallow is in. Man, and we had a couple others that we got hung up on. In The Simpsons, the instrument that Lisa plays, she plays the saxophone.
Yeah.
How many players are on each side in a polo match? I never would have gotten this. I have no idea. The answer is 4.
I don't think I've ever watched a polo match.
I had no clue. The festival that happens over 2 weekends in April in Indio, California, that's Coachella. And the southernmost continent on Earth is Antarctica. David! Catalina, I'm so sorry. Those were really, really hard. Be proud. You guys did really well. But not well enough. That means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets, 2 of them, to see Lady Gaga's Mayhem Ball at the T-Mobile Arena on July 16th. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some sad news. Actor Val Kilmer, he passed away yesterday at the age of 65. The actor famously played, gosh, so many iconic roles. Iceman in Top Gun, Bruce Wayne in Batman Forever, Jim Morrison in The Doors, and so many more. Also, movies like Tombstone, Heat, The Saint. The actor's daughter shared that he passed on Tuesday due to pneumonia. He was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014, but he later recovered. His career started back in the 80s when he appeared in the movie Top Gun and other films before a breakout performance in The Doors in 1991. He met his future wife, Joanne Whalley, on the set of Ron Howard's 1988 fantasy film Willow. He is survived by his 2 kids, Mercedes, his daughter, and Jack, his son. And it's just it was kind of a shock. I knew that he had dealt with the throat cancer, but if you saw the Top Gun revival, spoiler alert, he's in it. But it was so good to see him in that movie, and I just really enjoyed him as an actor.
When I think of him, I think of my parents just rewatching Top Gun on repeat, and then I didn't even know that he was only 65. In my eyes, that is young, and he's my dad's age.
Yeah, and of pneumonia too. Yeah. It's just so sad to hear that. It was funny because I always get worried about breaking news like this to my husband when I know like he's going to have a reaction a certain way. And Top Gun's literally his second favorite movie in the world.
What's his first?
Jaws.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
And so he was in the shower and that's when I saw it. And I was like, oh, man, should I wait for him to get out of the shower? And so I go, hey, have you been on your phone? And he's like, what? And I'm like, have you been on your phone? He's like, I'm in the shower. No. And I was like, oh, I have some bad news. And he picks his head over. He's like, what? I go, Val Kilmer passed away. And he goes, what? And I was like, I know. He goes, oh, no. And then, you know, you can, like, we have one of those shower doors where you can see through it, but it's not glass. It's like blurry. Like,
yes.
And I saw him just stand there and turn and put his cross his arms. Like, he had to think about it for a second. It was so sad.
And, like, and you think, too, like, it's April Fool's, right? So you're making, like, you're fact-checking.
Yes.
Like, these things, like, no jokes, please. No, no. And then I'm fact-checking and I'm looking because I saw it this morning and I'm making sure it's not an April Fool's joke, but it wasn't.
I know. I saw a couple like tasteless April Fool's Day jokes yesterday, and I like someone had posted like rest in peace and they showed a picture of someone and I was like, what? And then at the bottom, it's like, haha, if you read this far, April Fools. I'm like,
no,
that's not even funny. No. Like, why is that? That is not even funny.
Yeah.
So also this morning, here's another reason to kiss and make up. The stress caused by a 30-minute argument with your spouse will lower your immunity enough to cause a full day's delay in your body's ability to heal.
Whoa.
It is unhealthy to fight, you guys. That's only a 30-minute argument. If your fight is really hostile, you're going to need an extra 2 days to heal immune-wise from that. So just make up. Find a way to nip it in the bud.
I mean, for me, honestly, I'm the worst because it takes me forever to let go of something. So if, let's say, James and I haven't fought like that in so long, but if, let's say, he's really, like, it gets really bad, I need, like, days to recover.
Oh, that long?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it takes time. Yes, I'll slowly get over it. I won't act differently towards him. But it's something like, I hold on to things, especially if things that were said were mean.
Maybe that's why you weren't feeling good
yesterday.
Your immunity was down.
I swear
it's
I wasn't fighting.
Time to let it go, Elsa.
Oh, let it go. But with you and Matt, is it the same?
So the way it is with us is I get mad, but I get over it with him quickly. Like, we'll just make up, but I will hang on to it in my head. It will not affect the way I act to him. I'll hang on to it. It's one of those forgive but never forget kind of things. And that's my downfall is always remember I'll treat you the same, but if you did something that hurt me, I'll give you a couple of chances, but after that, boom, I just can't. You know, finally this morning, some people go to great lengths to appear younger than they are, but they're missing a huge tell, and Gen Z is speaking out. They are using email to figure out people's age, not the body of the message, not even the decision to use an email in the first place, the actual address, assuming it's your personal account. So Gen Zers are saying that if someone has a Gmail handle with just their name and no extra letters or numbers, they probably claim that address early on, meaning that they're probably older.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
okay.
But not too old, right? Because there are real like old schoolers who had to finally cave in at some point over the last few years to get an email account that didn't even email, right? And so they're in the same boat as the younger workers, except instead of Gmail, like, their domain is like Earthlink or something like that, which they still have.
Didn't you have like a Yankees fan 99?
Yanks Diva.
Yanks Diva. I'm sorry. If I see a Yanks Diva email, I'm like, this girl, she's
I still
not
have
too
it.
Young.
I still have my Yanks Diva account. I haven't checked it in years, but every once in a while, I'll decide to go in, and it's all spam. Like,
yes,
all of it is spam.
I have a Yahoo account, and I think anything with Yahoo or AOL, you're giving your age, buddy. Giving your age.
I know, but I just think of my first email account. I was in college at University of Colorado at Boulder, and we had to go to the library to check our email.
Oh my God.
I didn't have any sort of like computer or anything. So I'd go to my neighbor's room. I knock on her door. Like, her name was Laura. I'm like, Laura, do you want to go check our email? And she's like, yeah. So we go over to the library and check our email. So that might be dating myself a little bit.
Yeah.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, you can always call us or text us. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. I want to talk about those little things that should not be annoying, but absolutely are. There's a new survey that found that 22% of women admit that when they meet another woman who does this, it instantly irritates them. Instantly. What do you think that is? 22% of women admit that when they meet another woman who does this, it instantly irritates them. 702-364-9400. Now, it's not rude, it's not offensive, but for some reason, it just gets under their skin.
It's not rude and it's not offensive. I just think when people are too shy, not too shy, I can't even think. Let's see. Is it when like they compare themselves to other people? Like, oh my God, that girl is so pretty. Or like, oh my God, she's so, has so much money. So when comparing is what I'm thinking.
Compare, and that drives other women kind of crazy when they do that. It's not comparing. The first thing I thought of was when someone, look, if they do this to me, it just, I think it depends on the person, okay? But when they call you hun or sweetie, when they just met you, when they just met you, like my friends call me hun all the time. Yeah. It doesn't bother me. But like when I just meet you and they're like, oh, hun, it's like, what? I don't know you.
Do you find it like condescending?
Yes, yes, gotcha. I do. I'm like, ma'am, we are not at that level. We are not at that level yet. There's no hun privileges here.
Oh my God, I thought about this. I've done that to somebody.
Have you really?
Yeah, but and it was condescending. I remember I was working in an event, radio station a while ago, not here. And I was saving our spot in a parking lot, and our car, our station vehicle, they wanted it right in front of the business so we can get right prime spot. And this woman was mean. She goes, I'm trying to park here. And I went to her window. I was like, listen, hun.
Oh.
And she was upset.
You are so lucky to get popped in the face on that one.
I know. So now that you're saying hun or sweetie when I meet somebody, I'm going to keep that in mind so I don't say it to anybody.
Okay, we're getting some texts here. Nail tapping when you tap. I was trying to do it. Yes, the nail tap. That is not it. That is an excellent guess, though. This one says, a wimpy handshake, touches their hair when their man is around. Oh, because a lot of people take that as flirting. That's a nervous habit of mine. When I get nervous, I play with my hair. But I can see where you would take that as maybe it being her way of flirting. Courtney, good morning. 22% of women say that when they meet another woman, this annoys them. What do you think it is?
For me, it is when you shake my hand and it's limp.
Like there's no strength in it. It's just like,
Give me a firm, like legit handshake. If you don't, it's like instant turn off.
Huh. I don't like when I get that limp handshake and they kind of hand me their hand.
Oh, like
here you go. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm not going to like bonjour you and kiss your hand.
In the Filipino culture, it's called manapul, where you put your forehead to the elderly. And that's what I get weirded out by that. I don't know. I don't know when shaking people's hands or manapuling. It's weird.
The answer, 22% of women admit that when they meet another woman, this annoys them. The answer is that they have the same name as their kids.
What?
22% of women say that when they meet another woman that has the same name as their kids, that it annoys them.
No way. Like if you, let's say I had two girls and my two girls were named Brooklyn and Sophie, would you get annoyed?
I don't think I'd get annoyed. I think I'd just be like, more like, whoa, that's weird.
That is
really bizarre. Like even when there's like Sophie or Sophia, those are very common names. And I meet a lot of people that have daughters named that all the time. And my first thing is always, oh, that's my daughter's name.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's kind of a bonding moment for us, especially if they're close to the same age. I'm like, how funny, we were pregnant at the same time and we named our daughter the same thing. I don't think that's annoying at all, but hey, I mean, what do I know? Ladies, do you get annoyed by that? Coming up next, Megan, can you ask Megan to stay on hold?
Yes.
Megan says she wants to make a comment about the name thing and that she's literally dealing with a name issue and her friend, and she's thoroughly annoyed. Hold on one second. I'll just make sure she's there. Hey, Megan, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, do not hang up. It sounds like you have something really juicy. Your friend is driving you crazy right now?
It's this exact situation.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on the line. We will be right back with Megan and more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We're just talking about the fact that 22% of women admit that when they meet another woman that has the same name as their kids, that they are thoroughly annoyed that their kids and her kids have the same name. It really bugs them. And Megan has been on hold because you have a situation right now that can totally back this fact up. What's going on, Megan?
Yeah, so my friend right now is naming her kids basically the same as my kids, and I'm so annoyed. I have two kids. My oldest daughter's name is Sophia, actually. yep. And she's 9, and my youngest is 2, and his name is Liam. And my friend, who's actually a pretty close friend, had a baby shortly after my first daughter, and she also named her Sophia.
Not like Sophie, no variation. It's straight up Sophia and Sophia.
Yes, and she just basically chalked it up to being a popular name.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. She's about to have her second child, and it's a boy. And she just told a mutual friend of ours that they're naming him Liam.
No.
Isn't that weird?
So have you confronted her on this? You said you heard it from a mutual friend, so it hasn't come from her yet.
Not yet, and I have not spoken to her about it. I'm so upset, annoyed. It's bizarre to me. Like, don't you think she should have at least asked me permission? Now, not only does she have the name of like one of my children, now both children are my exact children's names. And it's, to me, I'm like, there's so many other issues in the world. I shouldn't be upset about this. But at the same time, like you said, it just is getting under my skin.
Oh my gosh.
So annoyed.
I get that. Because you guys are close friends. And the fact that she's not telling you about the Liam name, too, tells me that she might know that that's kind of odd. And she's waiting till it's too late. What do you guys think? Do you have some advice for Megan? 702-364-9400. Well, first of all, do you need to ask your friends for permission if you're having a kid and you want to use their kid's name, or is name permission a thing? Can you just name your kids what you want to name them? Do you really need to ask someone else for permission? What do you guys think? Let's hold on, Megan. 702-364-9400. May is on. Hey, May, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. So I was in a very similar situation with my twins, and I met somebody after they were born who had kids that had the exact same name as my twins, maybe a little variation. And it was a little off-putting, but luckily she and I don't really run in the same circles, so I don't have to, get confused when our kids are all playing together.
Yeah, would get confusing.
Yeah, but I guess for Megan, my thought is, if you guys are close, I know with my friends, we were all having kids at the same time, and we kind of all put it out there what names we were planning on having or naming your kids to not, get into that situation. So I would talk to her. Honestly, there's millions of names in the world. She can find something else. Yeah. Even a variation of Liam, like William or something.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. It's funny. I didn't realize how annoyed that people get about that. And
Same.
The more I think about it, I understand it. Initially, I'm like, oh, well, who cares? But now I see it. Denise has a comment. Let me put you on with Megan here. Let me conference you guys together. You have some advice for Megan. Hey, go ahead, Denise. Megan, you're on together. Go ahead.
Hi, Megan. Good morning. I have an advice for you. Just don't be her friend.
Oh, my God.
We have another friend to go for. Don't waste your time on that. She obviously wants to be you, and she's jealous of you, and she wants to have your kids named after your kids. So you know what? Move on.
It's time to move on.
That's
maybe
funny.
Chalk that up to a friendship that just did not work out. Denise, thank you so much. Rebecca, you are on with Megan. You have a comment, too. What do you think?
I don't think, she needs to ask permission, but, you need to have respect for your friend, and there's, thousands and thousands of other names you can pick from. Hello, not a coincidence, you're retarded. Don't do that.
Definitely don't love using the R word on that.
Right.
Let's not go there, but let's talk about that, Megan. Do you think that you can have a conversation with her, or do you think that she is going to really get offended if you bring that up?
I mean, I feel like if she didn't already learn her lesson after naming Sophia, her first after mine, she's not going to care or something about this one again. And maybe I should just chalk this up as like she's jealous of me or like wants to, I don't know, maybe take this as an ego boost and walk away. I don't know. But that also seems really petty of me, and I don't want to be that person.
Yeah. Yeah. Megan, talk to her. See what she says. But honestly, I kind of agree with some of the listeners. I think she's jealous of you.
I would just be jealous. Like, okay, Janet, so you do want to fight. Is that the situation here? Like, what is going on?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Stephanie, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Good morning.
You're all set, ready to go to play Heads Up. We have these B52s tickets for you, Stephanie. I need you to pick a category, though. Do you want to go with Extra Extra, Read All About It, See What I Did There, or In God We Trust?
See What I Did There.
All right. National Vitamin C Day is on Friday. So these are things that are associated with vitamin C, okay? I didn't know there were so many things associated with vitamin C. This will be interesting. Okay. Are you ready to do this, Stephanie? We just need to get six of them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Stephanie and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. Start now.
This is a yellow citrus fruit. It's very tart.
Lemon.
Yes. This is this is also a citrus fruit, and it's named after the color that it is.
Orange.
Yes. This is, when you have a lot of vitamin C, it boosts this.
Immunity.
Yes. This is a vegetable. There's red, there's green, there's yellow even. Some people stuff these for dinner. And they make
pepper.
Yes. This is the family that lemons, oranges, limes are all in. They're all what kind of fruit? Yes. This is, you might take an orange and squeeze it and drink the what?
Juice.
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
Wow, Stephanie, no problem on that one. Congratulations. Got yourself a pair of tickets to check out the B52s, their Love Shack residency at the Venetian on April 16th. You are in for free. Congratulations on that. And make sure you keep listening because we're going to have more of these tickets to give away tomorrow morning, along with Lady Gaga tickets, Vegas Thrill tickets. It is all happening on the show. So the winning never really stops. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I don't care what side of the political spectrum you are on. This was a crazy, crazy fee. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey delivered a record-breaking 25-hour and 5-minute speech on the Senate floor that finally wrapped up last night. I kept seeing it on TV, and I just thought they were just rerunning clips of the same, like, speech he did. I didn't realize it was a constant ongoing thing. That is crazy. It started at 7 p.m. on Monday. He spoke to protest current policies, and he passed the previous record set by Senator Strom Thurmond back in 1957. While not a filibuster aimed at delaying specific legislation, his marathon addressed concerns over the current administration's actions. I think of doing anything for 25 hours straight, and there's just absolutely no way I could do it.
Like, think about, did he go on bathroom breaks? Did he grab a little bite to eat while someone else was asking questions? Like, and not only that, but think about the people that were in the audience. And I was like, when is this guy going to be done?
Oh, you know they didn't stay. You know, they're like, I'm out. You take the next shift and watch him. Like, that is just crazy. So, nice job on that. CinemaCon is in town this week. And it's just so many celebrities, so many cool movie previews. And the head of Cinema United is calling for movies to stay in theaters longer. During his State of the Industry address at CinemaCon, the president and CEO, Michael O'Leary, he said he'd like studios to keep films in theaters for 45 days. Some movies only stay in theaters for 17 days or a month before they make them available on digital platforms. He said there should be a system that isn't pitting one sector against another in this short-sighted quest to get that immediate financial return at the cost of maybe long-term success in the theater. He said that the longer stays in theaters could help movies be even more successful when they're made available for home viewing.
I mean, honestly, I think streaming has just, it's taken down the theaters little by little, and I'm a victim to it. I get lazy to go to the movie theater. I just wait till it goes to streaming, unless it's a movie that I know I'm going to want to watch. Like, I knew Wicked was coming. I bought my tickets months in advance. But I'm sorry, but the things that are coming out, like Memorial Day weekend, or even the Lilo and Stitch movie I'm looking forward to seeing, I don't really care about seeing them in the theater.
I love the movie experience. To me, there's nothing like it. Sitting in the theater, having your popcorn, and I am a home body. I love staying at home, but I just feel like it. Seeing a movie in a theater is so different than watching it at home on your couch. And I like both of them in different ways. But yeah, especially the blockbusters, any kind of Marvel movie, I don't want to watch it at home first. I want to see it in the theater. Wicked, I want to see it in the theater. Mission Impossible, I want to see it in the theater. I just don't think it has the same effect if I'm sitting on my couch watching it.
Ramon, what do you feel about this whole thing? I know you love to go to movies, and you're like one of the first people I know to watch movies that come out.
Yeah, I love the movie theater. It's an experience. You get up, you go out. I don't even buy popcorn. I hate buying concessions. It's too expensive.
It is expensive. Yeah. I will give you that. Do you sneak stuff in?
No, I go in, I go out. I hit the restroom once in a while, but that's about it. But yeah, I agree. I think movies should stay in the theaters longer, especially if they're successful. Because some movies are way better in the theaters, and then you rewatch them at home, and you're like, you know what? That wasn't as good as I thought it was the first time I saw it because of the big screen, because of the surround sound.
Yeah.
Do you, what's the last movie you saw in a theater?
I just went, what did I see?
I know. I'm trying to remember too. I'm not remembering.
Wicked, I think, is the last one I saw. Oh, I saw one a couple weeks ago, and I'm blanking. But I'm going Friday to watch Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft comes out this weekend. I totally forgot.
That one's, my son's all over that. But yesterday at CinemaCon, Warner Brothers just announced you get a 5-minute preview of Superman while watching Minecraft.
Oh, they're doing those types of incentives, I see. And I just, honestly, the ticket prices, they're, for me, I'm like, nah, I'm good. But we'll see. I don't know.
Sometimes you got to buy those movies or rent the movies at the very least. And it's certainly cheaper. But yeah, nothing's free anymore. That is for sure. Finally, this morning, are you sleep deprived and are you driving right now? Millions of Americans are not getting enough sleep and they get behind the wheel every single day, which is a lot riskier than we may think. Just in time for National Distracted Driving Month, new research shows how many people are driving drowsy and the dangers of sleep loss. They found that 14% of Americans have fallen asleep behind the wheel. Have you ever been driving and actually fallen asleep?
I mean, I've been falling asleep, but I haven't fallen asleep. When I'm falling asleep and I realize that I'm getting sleepy while driving, I'll scream. I'll go, like, to wake me up. It's so dangerous. I've heard it's more dangerous than texting or calling on the phone while driving. I had a friend that her boyfriend was driving. They got into a really bad car accident because he fell asleep behind the wheel.
It's scary. It was on Monday. I went and got my hair done and it was a really long appointment. I'm talking like 3.5 hour appointment. So by the time I'm driving home, I am like just so tired. I had no caffeine and I'm driving and I felt myself do the head nod.
Yes.
I go, oh my gosh. So I immediately turned on my music, rolled down every single window, opened my sunroof, and I'm like, it starts raining on me. I was like, okay, now I'm awake. I am wide awake now, you guys.
Now you start rapping Ice Cube, today was a good day.
Oh, I know. It's really scary. So many of us are sleep deprived. So there you go. That is the Hot 3, and this is Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Is there something that weird that your body does that's not quite doctor visit worthy, but it still makes you question everything? Yesterday, I was talking to a coworker and he casually mentioned that his back was itching, okay?
Okay.
And he mentioned, he goes, oh, my back is itching so bad. And he's scratching his forearm as he's saying it. So I'm looking at him, I'm like, well, then why are you scratching there? And he, without missing a beat, he goes, oh, that's my weird body thing. He's like, if I scratch my arm, I feel it on my back.
What?
I was like, okay. Excuse me, what in the nervous system sorcery is this? I suddenly feel like I have a weird body thing and just haven't noticed it yet. Like, so do you have like a bizarre but harmless body glitch? 702-364-9400. I thought that was the oddest thing ever.
That is funny. I'm trying to see if I'm scratching my forearm to see if I'd feel
it
on my back.
Do you feel it
on
your back?
No.
I tried it myself too. I'm like, maybe this is like one of those hacks that you can scratch your back by scratching your arm. And he's like, no, that's just my weird body glitch. And I was like, that is absolutely fascinating. Do you have anything weird that, you know, about your body or a body glitch? 702-364-9400.
The weirdest thing that happens to my body is every time, like, I step weird or I don't know what it is, but my knees crack all the time. I mean, they not even just like sitting down for a long time, like, oh, you need to move it around. Like, I'll be standing, I'll be working out, I'll be doing something, and my knees will just crack. Crack, crack, crack. And I'm like, where is this from? I'm not going to go to the, it doesn't hurt. But I realize I think it's genetic because my mom's knees crack all the time. Crack, 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 crack.
It's like
weird.
You can't sneak into a room because you can hear you coming. Yes. Absolutely. Hey, Kim, what is your weird body glitch?
Okay, so regardless if I go easy or if I go deeper, when I clean my ears, I gag.
You like with a Q-tip? You clean your ears with a Q-tip and then you gag?
Yes. Yes, and it's almost like instantaneously. It's really weird.
That is really interesting. I guess maybe it kind of makes sense because ear, nose, and throat, like they're all connected.
Yeah.
So maybe you're just really going deep in there cleaning your ears. We just got a text here about the ears too. It says, my ears get wet when I cry. Like to the point where I can feel it trickling out of my ears.
What?
Whoa.
This is cool, weird things.
You guys have some weird body glitches. This one says, if I scratch my foot in a certain place, I feel it on my torso as well.
No.
Okay.
Wait, say that. I want to kind of, when he what?
If I scratch my foot in a certain place, I feel it on my torso as well.
Okay.
You guys are tripping me out. We're getting so many of these. I can't keep up. Okay. This one says, whenever I sing, I always yawn, even if I'm not tired. My body just makes me yawn. I can't stop it. Oh, I have a weird body glitch. Whenever I pull up next to a cop car, I yawn. Like, I don't know if it's a coping mechanism. Like, if they're looking at me, I yawn. Like, only a guilty person would not be like, oh.
Yeah.
So it's, in my way, it's showing I'm innocent. I haven't done anything wrong. It's so bizarre.
That is so weird. It's just like a natural body phenomenon, huh?
This one says, I get these funny little twitches in my right butt cheek. They last for a solid minute or more, and they kind of tickle. This one says, if I have one big hiccup a couple of times a day, just the one hiccup though, never more. Like, yeah, I've heard guys just randomly go, and then they're done.
No, I think that's dry heaving.
Oh, maybe.